The public schools in New York City are some of the most racially and economically segregated in the country. It's a topic WNYC has covered extensively over the past year, but now radio rookie Alexia Richburg brings a different perspective. Growing up in Minnesota, Georgia, and New York, she reports on what segregation looks like from the inside in both predominantly black and predominantly white schools.
When the bell rings in my school, there isn't a single white student among the mob of rowdy kids rushing to class. In fact, none of my friends in New York have gone to school with white kids. And neither have these boys I bumped into in Bed-Stuy who were black.
Can you describe what you would think a predominantly white school would be like?
I don't know, all white kids? I don't know.
I honestly can't say.
It would probably be like, they'd probably have lockers, fancy gyms.
A lot of kids, both black and white, are just used to their own schools, their own neighborhoods, like these girls on the Upper East Side.
What do you think a predominantly black school looks like?
Are there many predominantly black schools?
Well, I don't think I've ever had much experience because I have always gone to school in this area.
Honestly,
I don't think it'd be that different. Like, I don't know, but yeah.
It's frustrating to see so few students know there even are differences. My older sisters and I lived those differences. In the words of Aaliyah, we were back, forth and forth between the two worlds. When we lived in poorer neighborhoods, the schools were black and broke. But when we lived in more middle class and wider areas, budgets weren't an issue because parents were able to contribute to things like field trips and computer labs. But having nicer stuff wasn't everything for me. I can connect more with kids in predominantly black schools.
I am Alexia's classmate.
Like Janelle.
Classmate.
We're not friends.
Oh, okay. And her friend.
So how do you feel it would be for you if you went to a predominantly white school?
No offense. I don't think I would like it. I like the soul in the school, and I don't think we would have that personality.
Oh, so you think there would be no personality if you went to a predominantly white school?
I wouldn't see it. I wouldn't see it there.
She's kind of right. At my school now, when there's a school dance, and I love to dance, kids would hype me up and join in. But in middle school, with mostly white kids, I'd be the only one dancing, and the other students would just stand there watching me. They'd compliment me, but it felt weird. So I closed myself off. Another big difference is that the main focus in white schools was on academics. My mom even worried about the amount of homework we got every night. I enjoyed the challenge, but my sister Little says when she started at a black high school in Atlanta, she didn't have to try.
My grades were handed to me. My other schools, I had to work for them grades. It wasn't really a good school, and it's sad because it was in a black community.
But the biggest change we noticed between the two kinds of schools was this.
For some reason, in black schools, there's so much more discipline. Like, they try to keep you just in check more.
And it's not just in the South where this happens.
I remember the first time I walked into one of the school buildings, and the security guard started to scream at me.
Tanae Howard is an administrator at the Packer Collegiate Institute, a private school she attended. But she used to work in predominantly black public schools.
Literally, I hadn't even opened up my mouth. And the first thing that was coming out of his mouth was, I told you to take off your bag. I did this. Da-da-da-da. Didn't I tell you? And I was taken aback. And I was like, excuse me, who are you talking to? And he's like, who am I talking to? And I was like, yes, I work here. I'm a teacher here. And because I think he had assumed that I was a student. And that kind of blew my mind even more. Because in my mind, you should treat students better than anybody else walking in the building.
So what kind of effect do you think it has on students when people yell at them like that?
It's an awful effect. I was always afraid that I was going to be mistaken for a student.
It was such a shock to everyone, including me, when a teacher yelled in the white schools I've attended. But in my black schools, it's normal to my classmates, yet it overwhelms me.
I think there's the old saying, you know, I beat you because I love you.
That's Carla Shedd, a sociologist at Columbia University who studies race and education.
It's unfortunate to think that could be your experience in a Black school, but it could have been the perspective of the teachers there who are saying, I'm going to prepare you for what it's like to be viewed in a way where people expect you to act in this particular way. So if you learn it from me, then maybe you won't go out into the wider world and act in a way that could have, you know, fatal consequences.
Except it doesn't work. Students don't respect teachers who yell. So it starts an unrelenting cycle that makes it hard for teachers to teach and students to learn. My school now, the Young Women's Leadership School, is a predominantly Black school in Brooklyn. Some teachers can be extra. They yell about small things. But other teachers are like my 7th grade English teacher, Miss Stevens. When I started her class, I wasn't interested in reading or writing.
The teachers definitely have to connect with the students, especially our students, because they're not going to want to work for somebody they can't connect to. I've seen them give teachers a hard time here.
Yes, some kids are baby kids, meaning they're rude and talk back to teachers.
Not because the teachers were terrible people, but because they couldn't connect. It's really important here.
Miss Stevens knows who I am, a young Black woman who's a music fiend, eccentric, and opinionated. Because of her, now I'll read a whole book in just one day. And my school prepares us for college. We have 6 AP classes. But last year, they had to make cuts. So we went the whole year without a chemistry or art class. My perfect school would have all the classes that I need. There'd be cool teachers like Miss Stevens with organized lesson plans. The kids would feel respected. And it would be diverse. There'd be Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, and African students who would all learn from each other. But since integration doesn't seem to be happening, more than anything, I just wish me and my friends could go to a school without the burden of worrying about what we don't have. Imagine that. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Alexia Richburg.
Alexia's story was produced by Verilyn Williams and edited by Kari Pitkin. This Rookie's Workshop was produced in partnership with the Brooklyn Movement Center in Bed-Stuy.